For you. It could have been so much different for us. But you know what? God's good. Thank you, Lord. Come on. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you for the power. Every hour. Thank you for your love. And in all of my giving and all my way of saying thanks, how many of you know that you're in a place now you decided and you made up your mind that you're not going to go back? That I won't go back. I won't go back to the place I came. Why? Because your faith been built this year. Oh, come on, somebody. You know, you prayed a little bit more this year. Oh, God opened up some doors for you this year. Despite all that was going on, God blessed you through it all. He blessed you, he blessed you, he blessed you, he blessed you, he blessed you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Free. Deliver. I found joy.
Come on.
Peace.
How many found grace this year?
Grace.
I don't know about you, but I found favor.
Hey.
God is still good.
Peace.
I found peace in the midst of all
grace, grace and favor.
And how about this? But you know what?
Forgiven.
They've been forgiven. No more change. No more change. They'll abound in you. No fear. For he's not giving us the spirit of fear, but he'll give us a spirit of love, power. Hallelujah.
It's over.
And my past is over. And the judge is behind me. Come on. If you made that decision, would you put your hands over me and say this? Say, hey,
I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be. For your grace, pain, and shame.
I need someone to lift up your voice in the
prayer. I won't go back. I can't go back to the way.
Come on, just
I'm reminded that what he did, he's broke every chain. Every chain that was in my life, every chain that was in your life. As we finish, this is our final worship service of 2020. Our final Sunday worship service. How many of you know that he's broken those chains in your life? And you decided that, hey, you know what, I'm not going back. Because of his love, his power. There's a power that lives inside of you. There's a power that lives inside of me. It's his love, his power, it's his anointing that destroys the yoke and set the captive free. Will you celebrate that with me?
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Hey!
To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Timothy. There's power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power. In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you sing it. You know the song, sing it with me.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, to break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
If that chain's on your life today, I'm here to tell you today that you can leave those chains behind in 2020. Why? Because of the power of God. It's his power, his love towards you.
Break every chain.
Do you not know you're part of that army? If he spared you in 2020, and if you hear me, that means that he spared you. I'm here to tell you that you are part of that new army. You are a part of that army that's rising up. You are that part of that army that he's anointed for such a time as this. And you know what? Break every chain. We're going to break every chain. Why? Through the power of Jesus Christ that lives inside of us. Every chain will be broken. You will not go back. You will be thankful. You will know what I'm looking for you, God. And you are awesome.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Come on, Lord, be our Lord, praise it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power in the name of Jesus. Just to break every chain.
Break every chain.
know you gotta call that thing out. You gotta speak to the root of the thing. You gotta speak to the root of the thing. Say, Lord, right now I will not take into 2020 those chains that bound me in 2020. I'm not gonna carry those things that bound me. I'm not gonna carry those things that held me back. I'm not gonna walk in fear. I'm not gonna walk in pessimistic. I'm gonna be what? Loving. I'm gonna go forth in the heart of attitude, Lord. Lord, you got me. You got us, oh God. You had us from day one. Hey. If you don't have any more change, would you throw your hands up to him? Would you throw your hands up to him and say, Lord, the chains are falling, y'all. They're falling off me.
I hear the chains falling.
The chains on your mind. The chains on your spirit.
I hear the chains falling.
Hallelujah. Are the chains falling in your life? Are they falling? Are they falling?
I hear the chains falling.
Come on, come on. Say,
I hear the chains falling.
Are the chains falling in your life on today? I know many of us came into 2020 with a great idea of what it would be, but some of us got smacked right in the mouth. But the God has said that what I decree, I declare that what I know the plans that I have towards you. And those are plans of good and good success, that I know your end before your beginning. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Safe House Church. If this is your first time with us, good morning, good morning. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Welcome to their last service, the last worship service here on Sunday morning of 2020. I don't know about you, but I'm excited because why? I'm here with you today. There's been celebrities that have fallen. Oh, come on, somebody. There have been family members that fallen. By my last count, I think I was up to 7 people that I knew immediately in close contact with, some of them family members that are no longer here with us in 2020. I knew a number of people who have contracted the coronavirus, but you know what? God has spared them, and they're still here with us. And if you're one of those ones, if you're under the sound of my voice and you can hear me right now, if you can hear me, that means that you're still here, that you're still alive, that you're still kicking, you still can give God a praise. For the Bible said, let everything that have breath give God a praise. And I'm just so grateful, you all, because it didn't have to be, but he did, and I'm grateful. You should be grateful to him that's able to keep us, to him that's able to keep us from the fall. And I'm just so grateful to him on this morning. Good morning, church. My name is Dr. Peter Illy, and I'm the pastor of the Safe House Church here in the beautiful city of Greensboro, North Carolina, Gate City. Well, I like to call myself Greensboro's favorite pastor. Amen. I'm decreeing and declaring already. I've been walking in it. And, you know, you have to be a thing before you become a thing. Oh, come on, somebody. You got to know it for yourself. You got to be able to stand on the promises of God. You know, I don't care what it may look like or how subtle the things may be, but you go by each and every step. You take a step each and every day, and you know what? You're closer today than you were the day before. Amen. Good morning to all our visitors from all around the world, whether you are on the podcast. God bless you. I'm grateful for you to be there on the podcast. Whether you are watching this live by way of YouTube, if you're watching this live by way of Periscope, if you're watching this live by way of Facebook Live, or whatever the case may be, there's so many different various platforms that God has given us the privilege and the pleasure to be on as we share this word with you on today, as we have found ourselves at the end of 2020. The end of 2020, you know, those who've been members here of the Safe House Church know that we decreed this year was the gap year. You know, I know a lot of saying, you know, clear vision. I definitely got some clear vision in 2020 of what God is putting us and what he wants us to do. But God had told for our church that this was the gap year. The gap year standing for our gifts and our anointing and our presence. Oh, come on, somebody. Our gifts. Because God would use in our gifts this year. And I've seen our gifts for many of you be manifested here, even in our church. Amen. And then his anointing. Do you know how you get the anointing? You have to go through something. You know, when we think about the olive oil, we talk about how precious the olive oil is. And you know, we're talking about extra virgin and cold press. Do you not know that the olive has to do what? It has to lose its life for the oil to come out of it. The olive, what, sacrifices all for that oil to come forth. Amen. So for that oil of God's anointing to be on your life, there's a sacrifice. There is a cost to be paid. Amen. And many of you paid that cost this year. But I'm here to tell you today, as we walk into 2021, that you're going to walk in with a greater praise. You're going to walk in with a newer anointing. Why? Because God has favored you in this space. Oh, come on, somebody. Are y'all with me this morning? How many of you know that God has favored you in this space? I know he's favored me. He's favored you in this space. So I know as I go into that, then he said your presence. And see, I believe that the enemy went in with a direct attack on the presence. Why? Because we got to a point that we cannot physically meet together. It was not safe. It was not prudent. It was not smart. Oh, come on, somebody. Because he said in all these things, oh, come on, all these things, that what? He said, get understanding. Mm-hmm. With all this wisdom, get some understanding. So with that understanding, we say, okay, God, the Holy Ghost party didn't stop. That just means we move into online. Oh, come on, somebody. And we just started going forth online in this space. God has been preparing us for this space for a very long time. Many of you all know who followed our ministry know that we've been on this live platform for a minute. So this was nothing new. When they told us that we had to switch, we just get some new equipment, get some things updated, and move over. So that last P was what? Presence. Presence, persistence, and what God is what definitely have tested. Could you be present? Because some of you that God being reimagined for you is something different. You know, you used to being in there because church had became to what? A social club. I believe God is using this situation to shape some people, not only to provide the anointing in some of us, but to shape us in such a way that we understand that what? He cannot be what? Confined to some box. He cannot be confined to some four-room building, as beautiful as some of them are, and all these different things. He's here where he's God, and he's everywhere. He's omnipresent. He's omnipotent. He's almighty. He's all-knowing, and he's not relegated to the one place that you and I only want to meet him. Oh, come on, somebody. You know, we only want to meet him where? And what we call our churches, but God is everywhere. He's in your home. He's in your bedroom. He's everywhere, and he lets you make those choices. So how prudent would you be to join on the online space? How prudent would you be to walk in and say, okay, God, this is not what I want. Lord, this is not the ideal situation I would have thought of. But Lord, even in this, Lord, that you're still blessing me. Even in this, Lord, I can still get the word. Even in this, why? Because we teach here at the Safe House Church, and we've been teaching for a while that what? That we are what? To know God for ourselves. As much as I love seeing you all, as much as I love being around you all, and I'm a people person, but God is putting us in a place that you got to know him for yourself. And I tell you, I don't point people to me. I point you to him. And we come here what to celebrate. We come here to put all our codes together. We come here to what be accountable to one another. But yet what? It all belongs to him. So GAP, that gap year. It was a gap year. God manifested some of your gifts. He's anointed you, and you were present, and you persisted. Because well, it took something to be persistent. It took something to say, you know what? I can skip this, but I'm going to attend Bible class anyway. I can skip that, but I'm going to attend church anyway. I can skip this, and I can do it. It's your persistence. and not giving up. And I'm grateful to you all as we go forward here at the end of this 2020 year. Amen. And for those who are first-time members or first-time guests of the Safe House Church, I'm so grateful to have you here. I want to give you real quickly what we do here at the Safe House Church. I believe God has called us to three pillars in our faith. Number one, we work off DEA. DEA stands for discipleship, empowerment, and accountability. Here at the Safe House Church, we're going to teach you the word of God. We're going to preach you the word of God. We're going to show you the word of God, and we're going to show you how to be able to do it for yourself. Oh, come on. You're not to depend on me. What? Because what? Look where you are right now. Look where we are right now. What if you couldn't have access to what you have access right now? What if you couldn't hear me on their way of radio or podcast or Facebook Live or whatever the case may be? What if you couldn't? What would you do? You got to know something for yourself. So what? We teach discipleship. Then we talk about empowerment. Empowerment, what? We put you in position. We go forward and we support you as God has called you to your gifts and your callings. Those things that God has called you to, whether he's called you to be a teacher, whether he's calling you to be in the marketplace ministry, whether he's called you to that, because he's called all of us to be witnesses to one another. Amen. We are all called to that. That's the great commission for each and every one of us. Amen. So then the last piece of that is accountability. Oh, yes. We believe in that word accountability. I'm accountable to you. You are accountable to me. We are accountable to one another. Am I my brother's keeper? Absolutely. Yes, I am. I am my brother's keeper. So we work off of those pillars here at Safe House Church, DEA, discipleship, empowerment, and accountability. Would you be so kind to hit the share button? I know people come in and out. You know, some just want, you know, a couple of songs that they can easily find on YouTube and all these things. And sometimes people want to parasite off your anointing, and I get that. But you know what? I'm here to tell you today that God wants you to have your own anointing. That's something that he wants you to have. Why? So that what you can go forth and what compel them to come. So don't be a parasite. Don't be parasitic in this space, but be in a space that what you bring here to the house. Oh, come on, somebody. You don't come to the house empty handed. You come with a praise in your mouth. You come despite what you've been through, that what your presence being here, there's an exchange. God exchanged what you have, you know, what you came to bring to him in the sacrifice of praise, and he gives back to you in his glory, in his power, in his anointing, in his peace, in his grace, in his favor. So don't you dare come to this place empty-handed. Empty-handed don't necessarily mean money, but you come with what? Your praise. You come with an open heart. You come with a mind that's willing to be to praise him and be stayed on him. Amen, amen. So as we go into this space on this morning, I want to start out with, I want to tell each and every person here that you are so invited to our New Year's service. Yes, New Year's Eve service. We will be here online. We'll be starting promptly at 11 o'clock, 1 hour that we're going to praise and we're going to worship our way in into the new year and praise and give God thanks for that which he has done. So if you are able to, I ask you, the same platforms that you're on now, we'll all be here. We'll be praised here and I'm praising worship service here online at the Safe House Church and Safe House Ministry here right here in the beautiful city of Greensboro. But you can connect from anywhere that your devices will allow you to. Amen. So I wanted to say that also to the Safe House Church members, those who are members, if you do not have the church link, I ask that you do send the that you send me an email or you contact me somehow, or call here here at the church, 336-501-7552. Again, 336-501-7552. Two things. Number one, we will have communion. Amen. At 11 o'clock, we will have a communion service. So please prepare your homes for communion. What does that entail? Get you grape juice. I know some of you know this is not an opportunity for you to get wine. We don't believe in that. You know, it's still the fruit of, you know, the Bible talks about like the fruit of the vine. Amen. So get you some grape juice, Welch's grape juice, whatever the case may be. Concord grape juice, I think they call it. Get you some grape juice and get you some bread or crackers. Amen. Bread or crackers, and we're going to take communion together. Whoever else wants to join us in communion, I ask that you just be with us on 11 o'clock. Why? Because the Bible said, do this as often as needs to be in remembrance of him. You know, watch night is very important to people of the African-American race. Why? Because this is one of the things that they look forward to, because they knew that they were going to be free.
See, watch night has become a tradition. You know, some people celebrate, some don't, but it's a tradition that what they were waiting for their freedom because they knew when the clock strike 12 that they would be free people, not knowing all the other stuff that would come with that, but they knew they would be free. Amen. So I believe in giving you content, context, and also know that what God gives the increase through his spirit. So I ask that as many of you as possible would join us in communion. We would do the ceremony here, right here live on our broadcast, and we would do a communion ceremony. Also, make sure you grab your anointing oil. Those who are members of the Safe House Church, you've already been given a bottle of that special anointing oil, which is the oil of God. When the Bible talks about, I believe it's in Leviticus, where he tells them how to make this oil, and it has the frankincense and the myrrh, and it's a sweet-smelling savor, as they say. And I don't know about you, as I anointed myself this morning before I came to speak with you all, it's just that sweetness of it. It just does something for me. It's the sweetness of it that I smell. So if you're a member, you already have yours. Others, I ask that you maybe get some extra virgin olive oil. Amen. And what we're going to anoint yourself. I want you to anoint your house as we go into 2021. Amen. Because what God can be, what he's in and everywhere. Amen. And you are able to do that by what delegated authority that's inside of us. So that's what we want to do on New Year's. And we'll start at 11 o'clock. Now, for Safe House members, those I ask that you would join us on our Zoom call. On our Zoom call, we're going to start at 10 o'clock. We're going to start at 10 o'clock for two reasons. Number one, we will have our annual business meeting. At that meeting, we will disclose all the things that we've transpired this year financially and all this thing, because, you know, we are transparent and we are accountable to you. Amen. You know, we don't play with people's finances. We don't play with God's money. You know, it goes towards supporting this ministry and the things of this ministry. And for that, we are ever grateful. So at that meeting, Safe House members only, at that particular meeting, you know, what does that mean? That you are a member of the Safe House Church, whether you joined this year and declared your membership, whether we got to formally put you in, if you've been paying your tithes and your offering, you are a member. So please reach out. We'll make sure that you get that link. And we're planning to meet from 10 to 11 to disclose, in your finances. Then we also will lay down the budget for going into 2020. Oh, come on, somebody. How many of you know transparency is good? So we would lay out next year's budget. And give you opportunity to view and vote on that and then move forward. And then we're going to pray as we go into that, that God would continue to break chains off people's lives. Amen. Amen. So that's it for housekeeping. How many of you are grateful that God is still choosing you to be here? Amen. It's by his goodness and his grace and his mercy that you and I are still here. I'm just so grateful. I know many of you, hopefully you had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. Amen. For those who are relatives and those who or others all around the world that have, you know, that's suffering with the coronavirus and that's recovering. I'm grateful for you recovering. I'm grateful for God's grace and his love and his mercy upon you. And I'm just so grateful, so grateful, so grateful for that. Amen. Amen. So I'm not going to belabor the moment this morning. Amen. I'm going to go ahead right into, I believe, what God has given me to share with you on today. And I call this message this morning, I believe God has given me your greatest gift. Your greatest gift. So remember, I saw that this broadcast and I was telling you about the different things that I believe God had called us to in 2020, which was what it was the year of the gap, which is our giftings, our anointings, and what and then persistence. Amen. Giftings, anointing, and that persistence that we have to go forward in, and that praise. And you know, the P can vary for many different things to you. And I, as we go through and we've gone through 2020, and I'm just so grateful that God has been so good to us. And as we go forward on the New Year's Day, on New Year's Eve service, I will be unveiling what I believe God has given us for 2021 as a church. Amen. I can't speak for the world, but I can speak for what he's told the Safe House Church. Amen. So we want to be able to walk in there, and I want to be able to cast vision. The Bible said, "What write the vision and make it plain." So that way, even though it may tarry for a while, meaning they may wait for a season, that way it should come to pass. Amen. I know I butchered that all together, but y'all know what I'm saying. Habakkuk. Amen. What he said. So let's go into the word of God that I believe God has given us for this particular day in this particular moment. Again, I'm just so grateful to so many of you being here with us. And I just wanted to let you all know, did y'all know that the Safe House Church grew this year? Oh, come on, somebody. We grew. God has blessed us to grow. And I look forward to more growth. You know, God is growing us as a church. He's growing us as believers. There are some people who have now joined us who hadn't been here before, but God is what? Changing lives. He's changing minds. He's changing hearts. And I'm grateful for what he's doing in this space. This is your last opportunity. Please hit the share button right now if you would. I'm just so grateful to all the different things, the technology. Doesn't the technology look wonderful, y'all? Don't this look wonderful? You know, I think about how far we have come that now we can have almost live TV, even sitting here in the presence of my home. Oh, my goodness. Come on, somebody. Y'all don't know how much that is a blessing. Some of us didn't even have color TVs. I grew up in a time I still remember the black and white TV where you had the channels to turn. Oh, come on, somebody. And then when the channel button broke, because at some point you broke it because you turned it so much, then you'll take that pair of vice grips and you put that pair of vice grips and that's how you turn the channel. Oh, come on, somebody. I ain't to say that I don't remember where I came from. Oh, come on. That I remember the time when we used to have the antenna would break and we would take that clothes hanger and we put the clothes hanger in the back of it. Now you got places where you got TVs and you got cable TVs. You got TVs on your phone and on your iPads and all this kind of stuff. Oh, I thought I was talking to a sanctified church this morning. I thought I was talking to some people who've overcome. I thought I was talking to some people who've been through the hills and been through the valleys and remember that God has been so good to them. Now you sit in your air-conditioned homes and you got central air. And I remember the time where we slept under the box fan. Oh, God, come on, somebody. I remember the time when we had kerosene heat. Oh, come on, somebody. Maybe that was just me and my story, but I can talk about me. Hey, man, none of you been through none of that kind of stuff. Some of you ain't. You don't remember boiling water on top of the kerosene heater so that the heat can disperse outside the house. You don't remember going to school and you smell your clothes and everybody's like, oh, you must burn kerosene in your home. Oh, come on. Oh, you're burning wood in your home. People knew, but we made it. Now we get to live in our nice homes and stuff that God, don't you be so high that you don't remember where God's brought you from. I don't care where I go. God has opened up some doors for me that's been amazing, y'all. And some of you all know, y'all know my story and some of the things that God has done for me just in 2020. The Bible said that he will make your name great. Mm-hmm. And he's done that, but I still remember the time I was growing up with, as you know, is what, two to a bed. Oh, come on, somebody. God has been good. Hey, and maybe he's only been good to me. Maybe I'm the only one who can reflect on that, but I'm just grateful. When I think about all his goodness and what he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Hey, I'm not going to, let me get out of that, y'all, because I'll be here all day because I just know how good he's been to Peter. Amen. Would you turn with me to the book of, let me see if I can get this verse to come up here real quickly. We want to turn to the book of Proverbs today. We're in Proverbs, I'm going to be in 23:7. Then we're going to go to chapters 3:5-6. And then we're going to go through Philippians 2:2-5. And I give you an opportunity to get those verses. I'm just so grateful of how good God has been. If you got your job this year and you still have your job, be grateful. Because there's others who don't have a job. Be grateful. If you still have working automobile, maybe it's not exactly what you wanted, but be grateful. Be grateful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go on into these Bible verses here. Let's hope I got my thing right here today. Let's go. All right. We're moving right into, I believe, what God has given us here today. We want to go to Proverbs. I use a here. Remember, blueletterbible.org. I always tell you all about it. Amazing, amazing website. So grateful for the work that they have done there. And what I was able to do today, I just put in all the verses so you can see they don't follow. They follow in the order that I gave them to you, but they don't follow in the order in the Bible. Amen. Let's read this, and it says this. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Moving on, Proverbs 3:5, and it says this. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. Lean not into thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Moving on to Philippians 2:5, and it says this. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not be robbery to be equal with God. But he made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Would you pray with me? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you right now. Lord, we just want to say we thank you. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for waking up this morning and our laying down on last night. Lord, I thank you for this word that, Lord, you're about to give through us, oh God. Lord, I ask that you let it be anointed, Lord. Let it hit where it needs to hit, Lord. You let it touch where it needs to touch. Let it go where it needs to go, Lord. Let it travel all around the world, Lord, and seeds, Lord Jesus, of hope, Lord Jesus, seeds of mercy, Lord, seeds of greatness, Lord, seeds of optimism, Lord, be planted in your people. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we love you, and we forever give your name the honor and the praise. We ask you to do all these things to others in the powerful name of Jesus, for we know this one thing, and we know this to be true, that we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. So if I were used for a subject this morning, I know if you're already online, you probably already see it and everything. Amen. 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 If I can get it to come up here. Amen. Y'all know I'm still navigating this thing by myself. But we want to talk about your greatest gift. Your greatest gift. Let's talk about your greatest gift. See, this year we have been talking about our gifts, our anointings, and the presence of God and the persistence of God in our lives and how we are to go forward. But yet we, each and every one of us, have a gift. We have a gift, and we all have gifts. The Bible says that he gives gifts, and gifts come without repentance, meaning that he'll give you a gift and he's not going to just take it back. And he's given each and every one of us a magnificent gift. And I know each and every one of you have this gift. Why? Because you are human, and it was a gift that he only gave to us. You know, we see animals, you know, some animals can jump high. Some animals can run fast. Some animals have really powerful teeth and jaws and all this kind of stuff. And some of us are great athletes, and some of us can sing the paint off the walls. And some of us can, you know, can just be able to memorize stuff so fast and all kinds of things. And some of us can run really fast. And some of us are very powerful. And some of us have been blessed with be able to put words and speeches together and all kinds of things. And some of us just being able to look at things and put stuff together that we can decorate and we can make things look better. And you have all these kind of ability, but that's one that we have in common with every single man. And that is your ability to think. The one thing that separates you from every other animal in the world, in the kingdom, wherever it be, is that you have the ability to think. When we think about animals typically work off instinct. They don't think about what they do. They just do what they do. Why? Because it's been ingrained in them. It's been programmed in them to act a certain way. It's been programmed in them to do a certain thing that what when certain things come on that, you know, they do certain things. How many of you know that, you know, when you was riding down the road and you saw that deer and you stopped for that deer and you're like, okay, Mr. Deer, you see me coming. The deer sees you coming. But how many of you know when you get right there, the deer still walks right out in front of you and you end up hitting the deer sometime? Now, if you're going to tell me if that deer could think and saw you coming, if that deer could reason and it saw you coming, then it had to probably have made a different decision. Oh, come on, somebody. We are, you know, scientists say that we're mammals because, you know, we have live young and that we, you know, we breastfeed our young. But I'm here to tell you today that they put us in the animal kingdom, but we're not of this world. If you're a believer, why? Because this body is a temporary dwelling for you. This is just a vacation spot for us to recharge, a vacation spot for us to prove our worth to him, to be able to say, Lord, you know, I can stand the test of time. I can stand you giving me a little power. I can stand you giving me a little bit of anointing. I can stand you putting things in my life, Lord Jesus, that are greater than I ever thought. Why? Because I trust you. The greatest gift is your ability to think. Your ability to reason. Oh, hear me out now. Where are you going with this, Peter? As we read our verses, we read in Proverbs 23:7, it says, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And then it goes on to say, and eat and drink, and saith he to thee, but in his heart is not with thee. So it's saying, for instance, that what you're going to find, and you probably found out already this year, that there will be individuals who are around you. They are with you, but they're not with you. Oh, come on, somebody. They are with you, but they're not with you. There's some who come through the broadcast. There's some who will pat you on the back. There's some who've been in the workplace and all these different things. They say, hey, Doc, doing good job, this, and that. But yet they say they're with you. But you know already they're not with you. Why? Because the Bible said that he's already purposed in his heart. If you go to verse before that, 23 and 6, said that he's already purposed in his heart such a thing. And since he's already thought it, he's going to play it out. Let's talk about this word think a little bit before I go a little deeper in that. Think, I want to get the formal definition of think. Think, we have two definitions for the word think. And it says, have a particular opinion, belief, or idea about something, someone, or something. To have a particular belief or opinion or idea about something or something. Your ability to think. Definition number two. Well, I want to focus on today, to direct one's mind towards someone or something using one's mind actively. Notice this, actively, action verb, to form connected ideas. To form connected ideas. Your ability to think is going to reason why your 2021 is going to be different. Your ability to reason is going to be why 2021 is going to be different for you. You'll see as we go through this today, and I pull this all together and I lay this before you, that I want you to walk away with a couple of things. There's three things I want you to be able to walk away with. And then I got a fourth that's going to wrap all this together, because it's going to be your ability to think. Well, I know now, Peter, you said that my ability to think, and you're talking about that for as a man thinking in his heart, so is he. Yes, I'm telling you, change your stinking thinking. As you go forward, some of us have find ourselves to be some of the most pessimistic people on the planet. For us to be the people of God, we say this and we say that, oh my goodness, this is going to, this and that. And we find ourselves in a place of worry. And sometimes I fell into that category myself. I can talk about myself, and we worry ourselves to death. And God has already told us that way. He's not giving us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of love, power, and of a sound mind. That he already has our back. He already knows our end before we know it. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's the beginning, the end. He's the first, the last. And nobody else is coming after him. And if I truly believe that word, if I truly rest on that, why am I so worrying? The Bible tells us not to be anxious for anything, that we're not to live in anxiety. Yet we have a society that lives in anxiety. But he's told you and I to be what? The salt and the light of the world. So since we the salt and the light, and since we walking and being the salt and the light, then those who find themselves in anxiety, they come to you because they know that God is giving you peace. The Bible said he'll give you the peace that surpasses all understanding. Meaning that what? You don't understand why you got sick. You don't understand why that family member died. You don't understand why the job laid you off. You don't understand all these different things. But what? There's a peace that in all that say, you know what, God? It's going to be all right. You got me. Lord, you have something else for me. Lord, you opened up a new door. Lord, you set something else before me. We're talking about your greatest gift, your ability to think. So as you think on these things, what we find that the thought process here is what? The centralized part of who you and I are. How you think is what you're going to be. If you think yourself into a stupor, if you think yourself into depression, if you think yourself into these things, have bad things happen? Absolutely. But I think it was once said by, I want to say maybe it was Benjamin Franklin who said this, that I'm convinced that life is what? 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. Yet it's our attitude that determines how we go forward. I've seen, you know, day after day, and you've seen it too, that people say, I can't wait till 2020 is over. I'm here to tell you today that if your attitude hadn't changed, if your stinking thinking has not changed, I'm here to tell you that 2021 is not going to be any different for you either. Why? Because it starts with a thought. You see this background, you see this camera, you see this Facebook, all this stuff started with what? It was a thought. It was something that was conceived in somebody's mind. And as it was conceived in somebody's mind, they had the faith. The Bible said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. They had the faith to walk that thing out until it's what? It was manifested. Manifest meaning brought forth here in the earth. So Facebook was somebody's idea. These glasses on my face was somebody's idea. This camera, these microphones, these computers, all this stuff, backgrounds, animation, all this stuff was somebody's thought. What you're looking at right now is the manifestation. Oh, come on. The manifestation of what was thought. You're looking at me. I am the manifestation of what was thought. Why? Because the Bible said that God said he made us into his own image. When we read the verse in Philippians 2 and 7, it says, was made in what? In the likeness of men. We were his thought. And see, before you say a thing, you think about a thing. At least you should. Right? You should think about a thing before you speak a thing. And therefore, what? Those words were thoughts before they came out of your mouth. So the Bible, he tells us what, in Genesis, that he spoke to the heavens and the firmness of the air. He spoke these things into existence. This is why the word of God is so critical, it's so important. Why? Because you can literally speak a word and change your life. You can literally speak things into existence. Why? Because when you start to speak those things, you start to become those things. And when you start to become those things, watch this. Here's the key part. You make different decisions. Why? Because you have the ability to reason. Oh, come on, somebody. One of the most important things about all of Christianity is that God has given us this one thing, which is part of your greatest gift, and that is your ability to have a choice. We serve a free God. If you want to live in sin, he said that I hope that you wouldn't, and I'm giving you an option not to, but if you choose that, that's your right. You know, I don't believe in aborting babies. I don't believe in doing none of that stuff. However, you have a right. If you choose to live in sin, if you choose to do those things, that was your choice, which means that you also have to live with the consequences of that choice. If you choose not to bless God in tithes and offerings, you choose to put things that belong to God and not give him what belongs to him, if you choose not to serve him, if you choose to cut corners, remember that was your choice. So when you get what's coming to you, oh, come on, somebody, when you reap that which you have sown, remember it was your choice. Don't blame God. The devil made me do it. Listen, the devil can't make you do anything. He can only influence you. Like I cannot, as your pastor, I cannot make you do anything. I cannot make you come to church. I cannot make you pray. I cannot make you live right. I cannot make you pay your offering. I cannot make you pay your tithe. I cannot make you serve the people. I cannot make you go out and commission and bless other people. Like all these things that we know we should do. But you know what? It's your choice. So I've gotten to the point that God has put me in the point saying, look, you can't beat them. You put it out there. That's why y'all don't hear me hopping on tithes and offerings. I tell you, these are the things that you should do according to the word of God. Now, if you don't do them, now he's the one, he said that he was going to open up the storehouse for you. So if you ain't blessed, don't be mad at us that's blessed because we're doing what we're supposed to do. That's sacrificing this thing. Don't be mad with me when you see what I have this and I have that. God has blessed us with it. There are some sacrifices that Felicia and I have been through. With the anointing God has put on my life, the ministry God has given us, there's some sacrifices. There were some things that was done. There were some choices that were made. There was some sin that was not done that I wanted to do. There's some things that you want to do, but you have to make a choice. What's more important to you? Because the Bible said, as you think in your heart, where's that heart? Right here. It's not this beating thing right here. This is just a muscle. We call it the heart. So let this what? That as far as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So you made that choice. So don't be that people kill me. The devil made me do it. No, the devil didn't. You really wanted to do it. He influenced you. Think about it. Go back to Eve. Did the devil in the Garden of Eden go in there and take the fruit? We don't know if it's apple. People say apple, orange, whatever. We don't know that. Okay? But what he did say was that she took the fruit and then what she did eat. He didn't force her to eat, but he did influence. So all I can do is what? Give you what God's word said and give my best ability to influence you to walk right. To give my best ability to talk right. And what? And walk in the manifestation of that and say, look, everything hadn't been perfect for me. However, look at the blessings of God for their yay and their amen. For God has opened up doors for us. He's done some things. And yes, we suffer some losses and we suffer, but we win in the battles. That choice is absolutely yours. So if 2021 is not better, it's a choice that you made within yourself to say, I'm going to look at this as bad. I'm going to look at this that this didn't open up. You know, I was thinking that I was telling, you know, many of you know that I already have a doctorate degree, and I told somebody, hey, I'm going back to school. So why are you going back to school? You're already at the top of your area. That's the point. I'm at the top of my area, so therefore what? There's no more growth. So since I can't grow anymore, then I have a decision to make. Do I top out at 43 and just be at this level the rest of my life, or I go back and I retool? Oh, come on, somebody. I go back and I retool, and now I can go to the next level. There's a decision that has to be made. Yes, there's going to be some sacrifice. Yes, I'd rather be sleeping. I'd rather be fishing. I'd rather be playing golf or whatever the case may be. But there's some sacrifices to be made. So when God opens up the next level, when the opportunity comes, I'm ready to step into it. Because see, one of you, somebody under the sound of my voice is going to get the opportunity to go to the next level next year. But what? You have to be ready because you have to have retooled. And it started with your thinking. Mm-hmm. But you know, your thinking... Proverbs 3 and 5, he says this, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into thy own understanding. So when you start this thinking process, oh, come on, somebody, I'm going somewhere with this. When you start this thinking process, know that what? It's God first. I'm thinking of him first. Everything I look through his lens first. Why? Because I'm human, and in my human, I can get in my own feelings. I can get in my own self. I can get in my own emotion and all of this stuff. So he said, what? Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into thy own understanding. So chances are, part number two I want to be able to give you is, chances are, when you start to do that, you know what happens? You don't see it the way that he sees it. The Bible clearly tells us that his thoughts are not our thoughts, that his ways are not our ways. So when you start to think about a thing, and yes, it starts with a thought from you. When you start to think about a thing, what happens is God sees that it activates, because what you're doing, that thought and what? Faith. Faith got what you see around us today. Faith started these things that are in your home. Why? Because somebody thought of it first. What if I decided to make this thing we're going to call a chair? What if I decided we're going to make this thing that we call a fan, and we're going to make this thing called a car? Mm-hmm. It started when we talked about that imagination. Remember I was talking about last week that we're going to what? Reimagine God. It started out with that God, you are in and everything. So as I think about that, and I started to reimagine God in a different way. God, what could you be in my life? Because look, I limit you with my stinking thinking. But he told me, don't lean in my own understanding. So yes, I think about it, but how I understand it must come from him. Y'all know here I often teach that revelation comes from God. I can give you content, the Bible. I can give you context, what's going on, what's the feel, how it feels, what they doing. But the revelation itself in the thing comes from God. This is why it's essential that you have the Holy Ghost operating in your life. Are y'all with me this morning? Am I helping somebody? So first part of this, we read Proverbs, what it said, conceal your thoughts. Why? Because the thoughts that you have, you're going through a process. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. Those ones that are good, you get rid of them quickly. Those that are bad, you get rid of them quickly. And those that are good, you manifest, and we do this thing we call meditate on them. Say, God, what are you saying to me? Then we walk into part number two, which is in Proverbs 3 and 5. It says, to know that the way that you see it, it's probably not exactly how it's going to be. Because the way you see a thing, the way I see a thing, we see first through our human lens. But God sees through the godly lens of how he already has our life set up for us. And we walk in that predestination part. That if we follow his commandments, there's some things that he has set for us. That's why he said, well, acknowledge me and what all thy ways. Okay, God, what do you want me to do today? Lord, I thought about this. See, some of us are just waiting for, say, I'm just waiting for God just to drop something on me. Mm-mm, it don't work that way. You got to do your part. You thinking about a thing. Well, Lord, what about this? And then you know what? God will quicken you. Yep, go here, go there. Even I give you a little insight on how God gives me, sometimes he speaks to me in sermon. I'll be doing something and a thought will come. I'll be reading a book and a thought will come. And I entertain that thought. And as I entertain that thought, right away, I tell you how I know it's from God for me. Because your people, And we was thinking and was thinking and this, and it dropped on me this. And I said, oh my God, Lord, I never thought about it like that. And then right after that, I got 2-3 scriptures. And I went in and found those scriptures immediately, started scribbling them down and studied them and read them and pray over them. And now I'm here presenting this to you today. If it's from God, then he has what? He'll lead the path. You start with the thought. That thought is what your first step in the process. And then he'll lead you and guide you where you need to go. And then you follow his lead. So you got to do your part. Start changing your thinking. Because he's giving you the biggest thing is your ability to think, which means that you have a choice. You always have a choice. I don't know one situation where we don't have a choice. Maybe we don't like the options on the choice, but we have a choice. You do. I do. We have a choice. So then he goes on, and so he said, I would lead me, he would in all that ways acknowledge him, and he would what? He shall direct that path. So, okay, God, I got this thought, but I'm not sure what to do with it. I need you, Lord. He'll send somebody. He'll send something. He'll put you in some place. There'll be something that you will see what you would know immediately, and it would connect with you. And then you will walk therein. Don't be afraid. In 2021, there's going to be some thoughts that are going to come for some of you all that can absolutely change your life for forever. For forever. Even think about the platform that one of the platforms we're talking on now, Zoom. Do y'all not know Zoom? You know, it's been around, you know, for several years. I've been using it for a while as a college professor. And this year, nobody knew we was going to be in a pandemic. Now Zoom is probably, I think, one of the richest, on its way to being one of the richest companies in the world. Why? Because everybody uses it now. The stock is through the roof. But it started with an idea. What if, because see, some of you get to the place, and I've been here, and I fight this sometimes myself, is that somebody's already did this. So why do I need to do it? Because you know what? There was WebEx first. Mm-hmm. And WebEx is still around. There was Adobe Connect. And y'all happen to know, like, so I know these things because this is what I do. There were other web conferencing type tools. And some would say, well, they already built this, so I don't need to do it. And that's what some of you have been saying. Some of you, God has brought things to you and he's dropped things in your spirit that he wanted you to look at and consider. And you're like, but Lord, somebody else has already did it. But let me tell you, the truth of the matter is they've never done it like you. And when I look at Zoom, why is Zoom so powerful? Why? Because it works on every platform. It's relatively cheap. In fact, they let you use it for free for so many minutes. They give it away. It's that good that they are willing to give it away and know that they know their product is so good that they're willing to give it away. And you'll turn around and you'll buy it when they're giving it to you. Oh, come on. Did y'all catch that? That the product is so good that I'll give it to you. And because I know it's good, that you'll come back and you will pay for what I was giving you. See, that's how the gospel works. That you're willing to pay for what God is giving you because it's just that good. It's not, you know, as we call in the computer industry, it's not a memory hole. It doesn't eat up all the memory and all this stuff. You can see it from your cell phone. You can see it from your iPad. You can see it from a PC. You can see it from a Mac. You can even see it from your TV in your house. Most of you can. It's that good of a platform where it's not clogging up stuff. So what if the designer of Zoom said, no, somebody's already done that. I'm not going to put it out there because somebody already done that. How many of you have missed your blessing? How many of you missed the opportunity to be a blessing to somebody or God to be a blessing to you because you said somebody else has already done it? So, no, I'm not going to do it. Y'all, if I could tell you how many times I've not done that, I've done that myself. I'm not going to write this paper. Why? Because somebody else has already wrote it. But they ain't going to write it like me. They don't have the gifts, the anointing, and the persistence that God has put inside of me. They don't have the anointing. They're not able to say it the way I'm able to say it. They're not able to tell it the way I'm able to tell it. Why? Because God has made me uniquely me. And there's something to be said. Why? Because I have this ability to think. And he's going to give me away. He's going to guide me in another direction. So we have never thought. So now those platforms, yes, they're around, but they almost non-existent in comparison to the Zoom platform. Why? Because it's just that simple. You know, another example of this is, you know, even with computers, the truth of the matter is, if I remember correctly, Apple Macintosh was around before Windows. And so what if Gates said, hey, you know what? I'm not going to make another platform. Why? Because there's already an operating system out there. And it works on these things called Macs. But what did he do? He went on and he made one in his garage. Him and his friend made one in their garage, built this platform. And now it's the number one platform in the world. Why?
because it's easy to use. What if he said that, you know what, it's already dead, I just quit? I'm here to tell you today, just because somebody else done it, doesn't mean that it's not, God's not calling you to it. You know, I looked at even, so I said, Lord, when God called me to preach, I said, Lord, preaching, Lord, I want to just be, I want to be chill, I want to be faster, I want to be over here, I just want to be able to pay my tithes and offering, do what they ever asked me to do and go home, because this is too much work, Lord, because that means I got to pray all the time, Lord. I got to, you know, check on people, Lord. I got to follow through and all this stuff. But God has called me to this space. He's calling you to this space. In the space of what? Servitude. As a man thinketh, so is he. And when you're thinking, trusting to him, but not in your understanding, because your understanding say, nope, somebody else has already done it. But his understanding is, look, they might have done it, but they're not going to do it the way that I'm going to allow you to do it. They may be the boss. They may have had a good boss, but you apply for the supervisor position. Why? Because you're going to be a different supervisor than they ever had before. Why? Because you are anointed and you've been appointed, and this is your time. This is your season. This is you walking into what I've been training you for, to walk in integrity, to walk in promise. Uh-huh. Are y'all with me this morning? Are you getting this? I'm trying to tell you, this is how you're going to change 2021 for you and your family. Yeah, it might have been done, but what? You lean into your own understanding. But he said, when you lean into mine, I'm going to lead you and guide you. Yeah, he said, they're going to hate your name for my name's sake. Know that hating is coming with the territory. Why? Because he said they would hate you because you serve him and you love him. So get used to it. Understand it. Find a way to cope with it. Find a way to deal with it. And then move on. And the last part of this verse, the last part that I believe God has given me for me to share with you on today is that Philippians 2:6. He said, whom being in the form of God, you and I being what? We made in his likeness. He's talking about us. Thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Why did he think it not to be equal with God? Because he said, let this mind be in you. That was what? In Christ Jesus. Go back. I'm sorry. I skipped the verse 2.5. I mean, Philippians 2:5. It says this. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Meaning simply this. If I'm thinking like Christ. If I'm talking like Christ. They say, we used to say, if it walks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck and it has feathers like a duck, there's a good opportunity that it may be a duck. Well, I'm here to tell you today, if it walks like Christ, if it talks like Christ, and it has the fruits of the Spirit, woo, yeah. The Bible said what? That we sit back and we observe a thing. We watch a thing to see it come to pass. We watch a thing to see what kind of fruit it bears. Don't be so quick to jump on everybody's bandwagon. See what it produces. Is it an apple tree? See if it produces apples. If it's an apple tree and it's worth its weight, it'll produce an apple. It'll produce an orange if it's an orange tree. It'll produce a lemon if it's a lemon tree. Be patient. Don't be anxious. Oh, I'm talking to myself right now. Don't be, why? Because he has it laid out already. He said, I'm going to direct your path. But you got to think, like I said, think. And then what? Let this mind be in you. Because if you let this mind be in you, then that takes us back to Proverbs 23. He said, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if you let God's mind be in you, then you what? You start to act like God. What do you mean I act like God? That I don't say certain things I don't say no more. I shouldn't say. I don't go places I shouldn't go anymore. Why? I make better choices. Why? Because I'm making choices as if God would do. We used to call it, what would Jesus do? Oh, come on. Oh, yeah, with me. What would Jesus do? What would he do? He ain't asking what you would do. What would he do? Why? Because your greatest gift is your ability to think. And if you're thinking like Christ, if you've that mind being you that was like Christ Jesus, now that mind is inside of you. So now you have a thought process that's equivalent. That's why he said here, what? I claim it not robbing. Why? Because if God is living inside of you, he can equate himself to himself. Woo! Y'all, did y'all catch that? He can equate himself to himself. He said in verse 2, Philippians 2:6, he said, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be what? Equal with God. Why is he thinking not to be equal with God? Why? Because God is inside of him. God lives inside of you. If you're filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost, he's living inside of you right now. Is that, do you listen? And you know what? You don't have to listen. Why? Because you have a choice and you have this thing called reasoning and you're able to think. And you know what? He allows you to make that choice. The Bible said this way, hear, O ye Israel, choose ye this day with whom you're going to serve. But for me and my house, we have what decided. Notice here, there was a choice. We decided. They made a thought. They decided to serve God. I'm asking you, as we end the 2020, what is your choice going to be? Because your greatest gift is your ability to think. But when you think on these things and you invite God into your heart, when you trust him and you don't lean into your own understanding, because you're like, Lord, I know my mind can be wicked. Lord, I know I can think of some devilish things. I can think some things that just shouldn't be. But Lord, when I think about you and then you inside of me, and when I let that mind that's in you be inside of me, mm-hmm, when I let you take over me, I don't cuss folk out no more. So you can tell when a person changed. You ain't got to announce people that you changed. We'll watch it. We'll see it in what you say. We'll see it in what you do. We'll see how you treat people. I see it in how you give. Oh, the Bible said, where the man's treasure, where his heart is where his treasure is. I might have twisted that up. But nonetheless, you know what I'm saying. Because if you trust him, then you will give, right? I don't have to beg you to give. If you trust me, you'll give. Why? Because you know he'll give it back to you, pressed down, shaking together, run it over. What? That other man should give into your bosom. I can't tell you how many people have given to me this year. I found out your blessing that I've been waiting on all year came through this week. Almost out of debt overnight. I'm getting closer because I made a decision. My wife and I made a decision. Said, babe, we got to get out of this stuff. And I'm almost there. One more bill to go. Wait, two. This house, and I got one more. And if president might help me out, we could get them student loans, I'm on my way. But there was sacrifice involved. There was some thoughts involved. There was, I want a new car. No, I can't have a new car. Why? Because I'm thinking about getting out of debt. And the first thing I'm going to do is, even though I want a car, this car is working. This car is taking me from A to B. Yes, it would be nice to have a car to match this house that seemed like it would be fit for this house, but I got a plan. I thought about the plan. I put it before the Lord. And he said, well, Peter, follow me. And you know what? He's opened up some other business opportunities so I can make a little bit extra money on the side to pay this bill off a little faster. And he said, Peter, follow me. Lean on into your own understanding. Lord, I don't want to do that. So then he's blessed this part of my business. But Lord, I didn't necessarily want to do that. But then he's opened up that. And not only has it been a blessing to the individuals I've served, but it's been a blessing to me. You know, God has blessed my coaching business. He's blessed my tutoring business. Unparalleled number of people knocking down my door to get on my appointment book. On top of everything else that I already have to do. It's a blessing. Why? The Bible said, talking about these rivers. He'll do it. But yeah, oh, you only want to give him the 10% he asked for. So why are you going to be blessed? Oh, I'm not going to get on that. But you know, I want to hear it because it's about your stinking thinking. Choices. You have a choice. So when the Holy Ghost comes to me and says, Peter, don't you go in that dirt room. Or Peter, shut up. Most of the time for me, it's Peter, shut up. Don't say that. Peter, don't respond to that stupid post on Facebook. Even though I know I had this thing, you know, I'm working on it. Y'all pray for your pastor. Because sometimes I have people to say idiot stuff that I know is not true. You know not true. And they influencing people. This is what the Bible talks about, this itching ears thing. He said, don't be, what, you cannot fall subject to these itching ears. Why? Because I promise you, there's someone out there who's preaching exactly what you want to hear. They're preaching exactly what you want to hear so they can get exactly what it is that they want. These itching ears. So what? The itching ear, the thing about the ear being itch is never satisfied. How do you settle an itch? So you settle an itch, you scratch an itch. And when you scratch an itch, what you realize, whether you know it or not, what you don't maybe realize is you're causing pain. To scratch is actually to cause pain. So that thing that you think you're getting to settle your itch, you're really causing pain. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Lord, you're dropping revelation this morning. These are truth bombs. If I had a little bomb button on my thing right now, I just press it. Boof. Yeah, I do got some special effects on here. Don't y'all make me start looking for that kind of stuff. Woo! It's good to have fun. Truth bombs. Because what? You have the ability to make that choice. So in all you're getting, get some wisdom, get some understanding that what these true things, so you and I can make these decisions. So there's some decisions I had to make. No, I want to get out of debt. So no, I'm not going to buy this. And no, I'm not going to buy that. And with God continue to open up doors for you and he makes ways for you. And he said, stay steadfast and follow through and do what I told you to do and say what I want you to say. So, you know, I'm learning. I ain't got that all the, like I said, y'all pray for your pastor. Sometimes I still just, because it's just dumb. Stuff that they know they shouldn't be saying. And these folk call themselves believers. That's why I tell you all, once saved, always saved. There's no Bible for that. This thing called eternal security, no, you can lose. I often tell you all this part. Think about it, and I know I'm running out of time. I'm a little bit over than normally I would be. But it's the last sermon of the year. Because some of you, this is probably the last time you ever going to hear me, unfortunately. So I want to make sure I drop every seed I can. And that's not me saying that, you know, because you're going to make a different choice. All right? So even in all that, I have choices to make. You have choices to make. So we don't, sometimes for you, God is telling you not to respond to a thing. He's telling you not to go to a place. And you asking God, God, I want to do this. I want to do that. And he'll say, yes, no, nope, don't do this. Go there. Nope, don't talk to this person. Follow him because he will lead you into all of this. If you what, stay your mind on him. So what I'm saying to you today, brothers and sisters, I'm glad you asked. I'm going to end it with this. These three things I want to make sure that you walk away with today. Number one, conceal your thoughts. Talk to God about your thoughts, because every thought is not a good thought, but every thought is not a bad thought. We all have them, right? They all run through us. Me included. Just because you say don't mean dumb stuff don't come. Because what? Satan is always doing what he can to what? To influence us. And once we start making those choices and going down a path of influence, then what? He can continue to influence. And then one leads to another and leads to another, leads to another. And we find ourselves where? Down this path, they're like, how did we end up here? Number two, know that he doesn't see it the way you see it. He said that your thoughts are not his thoughts. Your ways are not his ways. So don't get upset with him when he says, nope, that's not it. Or when you're thinking, Lord, I want to do it this way, and he comes in and he changes the whole thing. That often happens in my sermons all the time. I'm like, okay, I done wrote it down and thought about it. I done prayed about it. And I get here and start teaching you all, and then God takes me somewhere else. But I know that's my job. And you know, at the end of the day, I know the people got what God desired them to have, not what Peter wanted them to have. Because what I wanted you to have, I was thinking was good, because I was leaning into what? My own understanding, my own thought process. Right? But then when he says, then he goes and he tells us Philippians, he said, let this mind be in you. Meaning that what? You have a choice. You can choose not to let it be in you. We call this personal responsibility. You can choose not to let this mind be in you. You can choose some other mind. But he said, let this mind be in you. That was what? Also in Christ Jesus. Meaning that now you have the same mind that's in Jesus. That when that Holy Ghost comes in you and he's telling you as a comforter, the Bible talks about the comforter to come. Why is he a comforter? Why? Because he's a comfort with you. When you think you're alone, you're never alone. When you feel like you're alone, you're never alone. Why? Because there's a comfort there to say, you know what? You shouldn't do that. He ain't going to beat you up. He ain't going to fall all out. He's just going to say, nope, you shouldn't say that. Nope, you need to repent. You got that wrong. You need to go back and you need to apologize. And some of you need to do that. Mm-hmm. Some of you need to get it correct. You shouldn't have said that. That was too harsh. That was out of bounds for you. That was not in your character. Go fix it. The Holy Ghost will tell you that kind of thing. But you know what? You can have a choice that you can suppress it so much that you don't even hear that stuff. Do y'all not know that? And the Bible talks about this, that you get over to a reprobate mind. You don't want to be there. Bad place to be. So all of this at the end of the day, and I know I'm closing right now, is that all this leads to one thing. It leads to your greatest gift, which God has given each and every one of us, is your ability to think and to know that you have a choice. You can choose to go into 2021 any way that you desire. God is a God of free will. He's not forcing you to do anything. He's not put you in a, you know, in a bind and say, hey, if you don't do it like this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. No, he's giving you free choice. And I'm so glad that we serve a God that has given us free choice. And he's giving you a chance and an opportunity today.
No matter what you're going
to. You can choose today to serve him or serve someone else. I'm done. This has been an amazing year, 2020. 2020, the year of the gap. The year of the gap. God has opened up some doors for us. He's blessed us with some new members. He's changed some things in ministry. He's changed some things in me. He's changed some things in you. ask, would you pray with me right now? Oh, Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you right now. We just want to say we thank you. Lord, we thank you for an amazing year in ministry, oh God. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for each and every opportunity you allow me to preach, Lord Jesus, to send out. If I recall correctly, I think I've been before your people 51 times this year. 51 times, Lord, that you gave us a fresh word from heaven, oh God. Lord, 51 times Lord, I was able to plant a seed. 51 times we were able to go forward, oh God. And Lord, that one time we want, Lord, thank you for Sister Jordan, Lord Jesus, who was able, Lord Jesus, to bring you forth your word and lay it before your people, oh God, Lord, as you mightily used her gifts and her anointing, oh God, and put her in that presence. And Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for Lord, we don't know what this year holds for us, but Lord, we go into it thinking for you, but we go into it with a thought, Lord Jesus, that we're going to be great in the space, that we're going to go forth, Lord Jesus, that you're going to change things. You're going to bring us forth in the space that you desire us to be, Lord Jesus, that things are going to change, oh God, that, Lord Jesus, we might still even be in a pandemic, oh God, but my house, Lord Jesus, that you have a fence that's built around us, oh God. And Lord, I thank you. Lord, we love you, and we praise your name, and we give your name all the honor and all the praise, the glory and power, Lord, for belongs to you and you alone, for we dare not touch that glory. We ask you to do all these things in honor in the powerful name of Jesus, for we know this one thing, and we know this to be true, that we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you. All love you this morning. Hey, would you be so kind? I know people are left and gone, but this is your last opportunity to give for this year. Your last opportunity to give. I said, hey, you should bless and leave a seed. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, I ask that you all go out. You got the Safe House Church GSO on the cash out. You can PayPal Ministry Aid. Or if you look there to the left there, or maybe to your right, you have the P.O. box. Please make all checks payable to Finding Fish Ministries. That's P.O. Box 862. P.O. Box 862, Summerfield, North Carolina, 27358. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. For God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Hey, I want to hear some about some of your testimonies as we go into 2021. Please be reminded that here at St. House Church, on New Year's Eve, we will be meeting with you here at 11 p.m. And then members, we will be meeting here at 10 on the Zoom platform. Opportunity to give. Press down, shaking together, running over. Shall men give unto your bosom according to the measure that you've given. God bless you. Hey. PayPal.me/ministry8 or Cash App, Safe House Church, GSO, or P.O. Box 862, Summerfield, North Carolina. That's Finding Fish Ministries. Please write checks out to Finding Fish Ministries. Amen, amen. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, I'm not at the beach. Uh-oh, I don't know how I got into that. I pressed that by accident. But anyway, nonetheless, God is good and he's worthy to be praised. And God bless you all. I love you all. You all take care. Know that God has just been so good to us. And I don't know about you, but he's been so good to me. And I'm just so grateful to him and grateful to you all in this ministry that you all blessed us all year long. And you could have went to other places, but you chose to be here with us. And for that, we are grateful. God bless you all. I love you all. You all take care. And God's will be here with us for communion. And our anointing service on the Christmas Eve, on the New Year's Eve, we'll be here at 11 p.m. for our saints, those who are members of the Safe House Church. Please contact me if you do not have the link. We'll make sure that we have the link. We'll have our virtual church meeting where we go over our finances and all these kind of things, disclose what we want to go forward in the next year. And we cast vision going forward, and then we're going to come out and we're going to worship together. We're going to do communion. We're going to anoint, and we're going to go into 2021 with a bang. Well, what God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Hey, if you could share this broadcast with somebody else and let them know that God is good and he's worthy to be praised, and I believe something good is going to happen to you. Take care. God bless you all. I love you, and be safe. Bye-bye.
thinking about the world, looking at the nation. Suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind. Times are changing. Yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctor, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the word. But everybody seems to be